AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. His lawyer says Rudy Giuliani is now a target of Georgia's 2020 election investigation. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A special grand jury is investigating whether Donald Trump and others broke any laws in trying to overturn his election loss in Georgia. Giuliani's lawyers say they've been told he's a target, and a judge has instructed the former New York mayor to appear before the panel this week. Earlier, a separate judge said GOP Senator Lindsey Graham must also testify. Graham has argued his status as a senator protects him from having to testify. The judge said it does not. A subpoena instructs Graham to appear next week, but his office says he will appeal to a federal court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Chicago, jury selection has started at R. Kelly's federal trial. The R&B singer faces charges he rigged his 2008 state child pornography trial by threatening and paying off a girl. The AP's Michael Tarm is in Chicago.
The individual, prosecutors said at the time, was a girl of no older than 14 who they say was videotaped having sex with R. Kelly. At that 2008 trial, she did not testify. She is testifying this time.
Jurors acquitted Kelly on all the charges in the 2008 trial, some explaining later they felt they had no choice because the girl did not testify. Kelly has already been sentenced by a New York federal judge to a 30-year prison term for a 2021 conviction on charges he used his fame to sexually abuse young fans. At least one person was killed when a house exploded in Missouri. Two former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's killing rejected plea deals, setting the stage for a trial in October. The Texas Rangers fired manager Chris Woodward in his fourth season with the team. Alabama is number one in the AP preseason college football poll for the second straight season. This is AP News. Six Flags Amusement Park near Chicago is open after a shooting yesterday. Three people were injured.
The Gurnee Police Department says the shooting was not a random act and appeared to be a targeted incident. They say a car entered the parking lot, drove toward the Six Flags Great America front entrance. People got out of the car and shot at another person before driving away. A 17-year-old and a 19-year-old were shot. Officials described the wounds as non-life-threatening. A third victim had a shoulder injury and declined to go to the hospital. Six Flags says their security responded immediately and then closed the park. I'm Julie Walker.
Immigration officials say 187 Cuban migrants have been arrested after landing in the Florida Keys on 10 separate boats over the weekend. The number of Cubans migrating in boats is still a small fraction of the larger wave of Cubans crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Cuba is experiencing its worst economic crisis in decades. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.